Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this line to share the Word of God. And thank God for being alive today. There are others that did not make it to see another day. But we can thank God and lift up your hand and give God the glory that He bless you and me to see another day. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But the day is come when the Lord will appear, and He's coming back for His people. He's coming back for His bride, and we need to be ready at all times. We need to be ready. Because we don't know the day nor the hour when Jesus is going to come back for His church. But He's coming back. And I truly thank God for Jesus. Do you ever realize, praise God, that sometimes people get very frustrated. And then here comes fear. Fear brings on a lot. It brings health discomfort to the body. And not only to the body, but to the mind as well. Fear can bring variation, frustration. And then fear can bring oppression and depress upon those people who allow fear to destroy their life. You have experience of seeing your loved one or someone going through a depression. They don't know they're coming or going. They're like they're losing their mind. And then sometimes it lead up to a frail. And most times it bring on a death. Some people take their life. And that's why you hear so much news about people do suicide. And not only that, but they go and take other people's lives because of what the demons do to their mind. They take possession of their spirit and have them do the wrong way, the wrong things, and take it out on others, and then they turn around and take their own life. Have you ever experienced seeing your family member, or your dear friend, or somebody that you know who is going through great depression, and it really brings on? My children, people of God, there are people who are going through mental collapse of things that happen around them. They feel like their world is shattered. Their world is destroyed. They don't know what to do. And then they collapse. They go in pieces. They are troubled. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. In the Word of God, in the New Testament, praise God, somewhere in Matthew or Mark, somewhere in there, where the people came, these men came out of the nowhere, and they heard about Jesus. And Peter them could not cast the demons out of these individuals. And Jesus had to do it to deliver them because they were tormented. They were tormented by the enemy. And you probably seen that happening in your lifetime, in your journey. Even you probably went through it. You have to get someone to cope, to help you to cope whatever happened to you in your life. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. In Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting at the 21st, the 25th verse, I thank God when the Lord said, "We're not to worry." But most time people were because they allowed fear to make them doubt.
So God, the word of God, they doubt that God will not come through for them. They doubt, praise God, when they feel like there is no hope, they can see there is hope for them. But the word of God says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or sow or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you be worth by worrying at a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not work, labor, or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You a little faith. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Listen to what the word of God is saying, that if we trust in the Lord and don't worry about what we're going to do, how things not going to work out, but you know that God is still in control. If you are a child of God, we should not let the enemy put us in a derail. We should not let the enemy put us in a yo-yo situation. We know who we are. We know who we serve. We know that God will not leave us nor forsake us. Think about Jesus, all that what he had done for us. He gave himself for us, that we have our mind. And the word of God said that he renew our mind, that our mind shall be transformed of the mind of Christ. He renew our mind, that our mind become new in Christ Jesus. We got to think positive and not negative. Yes, the enemy will come to you and throw all these negative darts at you. But you got to know who you are and who you serve. You got to know your God, because God is with us. But we got to learn to trust God. We got to pray for our loved ones. If you see that your loved ones need help, make sure you get them help. Praise God. And all that time, you didn't fail, but you trust God. And we need to thank God for doctors that God placed on this earth. God always placed good Christian doctors who believe in God. They pray whenever they do any type of service to the people in this world. But I truly thank God that we need doctors, whether it be a physical doctor, a mental doctor, a life coach doctor, whoever they are, we thank God for them. Because people need somebody to help them to get well. And most of all, in mental illness. Mental illness, praise God, destroys a person or individual life. But long we trust God, God always have a doctor who understands the mind of the human being. So I truly thank God for Jesus. That long we trust in God, He will supply all our needs. He will see us through this as long we trust in Him. So I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for His grace and mercy. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So let us put our eyes on the Lord. As the Word of God said, He knows what we need, but we don't need to trouble ourselves. Have faith in God and believe in what God's saying to His children. We are His children. As long as we understand and obey His voice, and He knows He cares about you, He'll care about that loved one. And I know that some of you are going through with your family member or with a dear friend or somebody that you know that you care about, and they are going through a mental crisis. But long you trust in God and bring them to the altar and bring your request, asking God to restore their life, to restore their mind, and let them have the mind of Christ. We know that God is able, and He will see us through this as long we can trust in Him. I thank God for Jesus. It's a journey. When you see your loved one going through in this test, but rest assured that the God that we serve, the righteous God, the holy God, the merciful God, the God of comfort, He will see us through this. Let's continue to fight the battle for our loved ones, our friends, and rest assured that God is with us. Yes, I know it's a test, but long we stay faithful to God and believe in His word, He will see us through this. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. The Lord will see us through this. The enemy wants to destroy the mind of God's people. But long we trust in the Lord and rely on Him all the way through. This is a journey. This is a test. But long we keep our eyes on the Lord and believe in His word and seek His kingdom and His righteousness, Lord will give us whatever our heart desires to bring healing to our loved ones, to our friends, to our family, to whoever you know, that God will bring healing to those who need help. So I truly thank God for His mercy and grace. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. Let's focus on the Lord. Let us trust Him every step of the way. Let our journey be the journey of Christ. And may the mercy of God be with you all. And I thank you. God bless you in His name.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.